Verse 34. Go ahead and put verse 34 up. You have what? You're trained me with this, with the weapon of warfare. What is that weapon? Worship. Now I will do what? Descend into valley with what? Cowardness, power, confidence, absolutely assured, assurance that I can't be defeated. I will descend into the valley with power to chase what? And conquer my foe. Hallelujah. I'm talking about being God inside minded. This is what we've been, see, the Psalms were talking about it. We got it. It's a reality. We have been drawn to the God that is God. And nobody else can be him. He is the only God. Let's go to the next verse. I think the next one. You what? You empower me for victory. With what? Your wraparound presence. Your power within me makes me what? Strong to subdue. I'm telling you, I was so timid sometimes when I first started. But let me tell you, when he empowered us, I'm telling you, God is faithful. So listen. The Lord ways are right. That's why you can put all your trust in him. That's why you can yield to him and obey him. That's why you need to fill your heart with the word and renew your mind and think his thoughts. Things come up in life to try to make you think negative, or pressure may come, or problem may come, or maybe some kind of sickness, maybe whatever. Because I know God, the Lord is right, and whatever he says is right. And so you're in a situation, you can be confident. That don't mean it's going to be pleasant all the time. But you can be for sure confident all the time that whatever's going on, I'm coming out with my hand raised. Hallelujah. I'm not coming out with my head bowed and saying, I don't know what I'm going to do. I don't know. I'm coming out with a shout of victory. Hallelujah. So let's look at Hosea 14:9. Let's do the New King James, if you can put that in, put it up. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Are you getting anything tonight? We're talking about becoming God. Think like God. Think his thoughts. Amen. Let his ways be your ways. Hallelujah. As it shall be, like people, like priests. So I will what? Punish them for their ways and reward them who? For their deeds. Okay. Keep going. I don't know if you can. I don't sound right. That ain't the right word. What did y'all put up? What did I tell you? I told you that don't sound right. Hosea 14:9. I didn't think that was sounding right. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We'll get it. All right. Here we go. Who is wise? Now we're getting somewhere. See, to be earthly minded, to be carnal minded, is silly. But God wants you to be wise. So who is wise? Let him understand these things. Who is prudent? Let him know them. For the ways of the Lord are how? Right. See that? See how you can put your courage, your confidence in him and not be ashamed and not come to a place where you say you don't have to talk and say, or maybe so, or I hope so. No, 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 no. If I follow him, he's right. For the ways of the Lord is what? Right. The righteous walk where? In them, but what? Transgressors stumble into them. In them. I see a transgressor, that's why he's always having problems and don't know how to get out of it. We have problems shows up in our life, we can overcome them. Hallelujah. I say hallelujah. So let's look at this scripture. 1 Corinthians 2:14. See a color-minded man, an unrighteous man, a natural-minded man cannot grasp these things. But we have become spiritual. And this is why God wants you to be spiritual minded, God inside minded. Because he gave you his thought. He gave you, and he wants you to follow his way. He wants you to act like him. He wants you to talk like him. Is there anything that ever come out of God's mouth that didn't work? Is there any failure in God? Can God lie? So, this is why he wants you to be wise, to become, you're born again, now you're spiritual minded. You talk like him. You speak his word. You don't take on another kind of language that you speak for over your life and in your life. You speak what he said. He brought you into this life. He gave you this life. It is his life he gave to you. And he's saying, he tells you how it works. So, look at what this verse said. But the natural unbelieving man does not accept the thing, the teaching, the revelation of the Spirit of God. So he doesn't accept it. Huh. Of the Spirit of God. For they are what? Foolishness to him. Their foolishness. Now watch what happened. It was foolish, they thought. Abraham was saying, I'm a father of many nations. I'm a father of many nations. And I'm sure the people were looking at him and said, he and that old grandma. He been married to that woman all these years, and now he's talking about they're going to have a child. Who he think he fooled? He just got old and he's talking out of his head. And he was talking out of his heart.